Okay, Tov, good morning. Shavuot, well, I guess not. Zoom. Okay. Today's daf is daf 21. We left off on 20b at the middle of the page at the Siman, Numanik. Eved Bait Chatzain, Bait Eved Kerovim. So the Gemara says, Ba'am Yinei Rav Huna Bar Chininam Rav Shechid. He had a question. Eved Ivri Nimkar Lo Ved Kochavim, Nigal Chatzain or Enno Nigal Chatzain? Can a Eved Ivri who sold to a Goy, can he be redeemed halfway or not? Can the Eved pay half of his redemption? Or he cannot be paying half of a redemption? So the Gemara says, Geulato, Geulato, Miste Achuza Gamar. Do we learn a Gezerah Shavah from Ste Achuza? Ma Sede Achuza, I know Nigal HaChatzain. Just like Ste Achuza, which is the ancestral field, it cannot be redeemed halfway. Af Hainami, I know Nigal HaChatzain, so too the slave cannot be redeemed halfway. Or Dilma, Lekula Amrina, Lechomeran Amrina. Or maybe this is only to be lenient, we're only going to say this rule to be lenient and not to be strict. So the Gemara says, "Amar le lav amar tatam nimkar kulo v'lo chetzio." Didn't we say over there that he can be fully sold and not halfway sold? We said this a few daf ago. So the Gemara says, "Chenamen nigal kulo v'lo chetzio." He can be only fully redeemed and not half redeemed. Amar Abaye says, "Im timtzel omar nigal chetzain." If you want to say that he can be, the slave can be redeemed halfway, mashkachel le kulo v'lo chumra. We find it to be lenient and to be strict. Le kulo, how do we find it to be lenient? Zabne b'mea. If let's say he was purchased for 100, yahav lechamshin palgad didme, and he gave 50, which is half of his worth. Then v'ashbach v'kam al matan. Then he appreciated and he became worth 200. So iamar nigal chatzain. If you say he can be purchased, he can be redeemed halfway. Yahiv lemea v'nafik. He pays the other half that he owes, which is 100, and he gets out. V'iamar ein nigal chatzain. If we say he is not able to be redeemed halfway, Yahiv le mea v'chamshin menafik. He gives 150, which is what's left of the 200, and then he goes out. So that's to be lenient. So the Gemara says, v'ha amar nidraba kaspon mikesem mignato. Hold on, we said if he appreciates, we go based on the purchase price. This is not the purchase price. So the Gemara says, kegon de okir v'zal v'okir. He appreciated. So basically, he acquired him at 200, then he depreciated down to 100, and then before he gave $50, 50 zuz, let's say, for his half of his worth, and then he went and appreciated again, and he wasn't able to finish it off before until he went back to 200. So that's the case over here. Then we said, Mashkachat al Chumra, we find it to be strict. How? Zabne b'matan, you purchased him for 200. Yahiv mea palgad didime, you gave 100, the slave gave 100, which is half of his worth. V'ikasef v'kam al me'an, he had depreciated and became worth 100. I'amar nigal ha-chatzain, if you say he gets purchased with halves, he can be redeemed with halves. Dehiv le'y chamshin v'nafik, he gives 50, which is half of the 100 left, and he goes out. That's to be strict, because now he has to pay 150. Right, he paid the 100 original, now another 50. V'amar t'ay nigal ha-chatzain, if you say he is not able to be redeemed with halves, hannach me'a pikadon ninu gabei, yahiv lehu nihalei v'nafik. That 100 that he gave him to begin with, that was a deposit. Let him use that deposit towards what his actual worth is, and then he can go free. So this is where you see it for stringency and for leniency. Someone sells a house from the houses of Arei Choma, of those that were walled from the times of Yehoshua. Can it be redeemed halfway or not halfway? Or not be redeemed halfway? Geulato, geulato, miste achuza gamar. Do we learn gzera shavah from sede achuza? Ma sede achuza ina nigal chatzain, afaynami eno nigal chatzain. Just like sede achuza cannot be redeemed halfway, so too this cannot be redeemed halfway. Udilma hechad lo galay galay, hechad lo galay lo galay. Maybe wherever revealed itself geulato, that's what it was talking about. Sede achuza, but over here it's not talking about it. So amar le mi midrasho shel Rabbi Shimon nishma shelove vegoel vegoel chatzain. From Rabbi Shimon we learn that you can borrow and redeem halfway. The Tanya is the bright that says, "Im gaoli gal, melamed shelove vegoel vegoel chatzain." You can borrow and redeem halfway. Amar Rabbi Shimon, "Ma ta'am?" What's the reason? The vishimatzinu b'mocher sde achuza sheyupach kocho. We see by selling of the ancestral field that he has a yupach kocho, meaning it's something good for him. Shim higia yovel v'lini galach chozed ba'aleiv yovel. If the yovel year arrives, it comes back to the owner. But it was bad for him, but he cannot borrow and redeem halfway. So makdish, if someone consecrates a field, which is not good for him in the sense that if the yovel year hits, the consecration field goes to the kohanim, it is good for him that he can borrow and redeem halfway. So to the selling of one's house from the walled cities of Yehoshua bin Nun, time of Yehoshua bin Nun, ho'il ve'hura kocho, since it's bad, shim male'alo shana temima ve'lo nigal nichlat, if 1 year fully passed, he only has 1 year to redeem it back, the ancestral fields, if the full year passed, that's it, he lost out, yupakocho, it is good for him, shalo ve've'goel ve'goel ha'chatzain, he can borrow and redeem halfway. So this is how we're answering the question. So Gemara says, etive, hold on, we have a contradiction. Im ga'ol igal, says melamed shalove ve'goel ve'goel ha'chatzain, he can borrow and redeem halfway. So the Gemara says, she'achol v'halo dinu, I would have thought it's a kal v'chomer. Umam mocher sedeh achuzah shiupakocho, someone who sells the ancestral field, that it's good for him, shim higia yovel v'lo nigala chozer l'vale v'yovel, that when the yovel year arrives, it goes back to the owner, hurakocho, it's not good for him, she'en love v'goel v'goel ha'chatzain, he's not able to redeem halfway, borrow and redeem halfway. Makdish, someone who consecrates a field, shurakocho, it's not good for him, shim higia yovel v'lo nigala yotza l'kohanim b'yovel, by someone who sells, consecrates their field, it when the yovel year hits, it goes out to the kohanim, Ain't no din shehurakocho. Is it not all the more so that he also it should be bad for him? She'ain lo veve goel goel chatzain, that he would not be able to borrow and redeem halfway. The Gemara says male mocher sedeh achuzah sheken hurakocho digel miyad. No, you can't learn it like that, because someone who sells their ancestral field, it's not good for them because they're unable to redeem it in the first 2 years. They have to wait 2 years in order to be able to redeem back the ancestral field. Tomar b'makdishu pakocho digel miyad. Can you say the same thing about someone who consecrates a field, that they're able to redeem it right away, they can redeem it back to them? So, mocher bayit batei arei choma yochiach. Okay, let's learn it from someone who sells a house from the time of the walled cities of Yehoshua ben Nun. Shiyupakocho legel miyad, he's able to redeem it right away. Ve'en lo ve'vegoel v'goel ha'chatzain, but he's not able to borrow and redeem halfway. This contradicts what we just said in the name of Rav Sheshat. So the Gemara says, Lakasha, ha Rabbanan, ha Rabbi Shimon. It's machlok between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan says, it's asur, you're not allowed to borrow and redeem halfway. But Rabbi Shimon says, you are allowed. The Gemara says again, Tane Chada, we have one Tana taught, lo ve v'guel v'guel ha'chatzain, you can borrow and redeem halfway. V'tan Yidach, the other Tana taught, ain lo ve v'guel v'guel ha'chatzain, you're not allowed. And the Gemara says, Lakasha, it's not difficult. Ha Rabbanan, ha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan says asur, Rabbi Shimon says mutar. Amar le Ravacha b'rei de Ravah le Ravashi, he says to Ravashi, we can have a contradiction. Hold on. Someone who sells their house, which was walled, from the walled cities of Yehoshua bin Nun, it's not good for them. Why? There's a bad part. Because they're not able to redeem it. They don't have the forever aspect. Whereas Tomar bin Makdish, whereas someone who consecrates a field, they have until le'olam, le'olamo shel yovel. They have until the end of the yovel, until it goes to the kohanim. That's when they can redeem it. Whereas somebody for their own, for bayit batei arei choma, they don't have forever. Right? Rashi says, Tomar mishnah rishonah ve'elach, mishnah rishonah ve'elach. They only have from the first year and on, right? Rashi says, "Malam ocher bayi be'ir chomah she'eken hurakochol geol le'olam mishana rishona ve'elach." From the first year and on, they're no longer able to redeem it, right? Only the first year they're able to redeem it. Whereas someone who consecrates their field, they have until the yovel. So how can you learn out such a din from bayit arei chomah? So the Gemara says, "Amar le Rav Acha sabba le Rav Ashi mishum de'ika le'meimar nehadar dina." Let's go back to the din. Teite be'mahatzad. Why don't we learn as a mahatzad? What's mahatzad? It's like a common denominator. Let's learn a common denominator from the two dinim. So the Gemara says, "Moches de achuza yochiach." Okay, why don't we just learn it from sde achuza, someone who sells their ancestral field? So yupakocho ligael olam. It's good for him because then you're going to redeem it forever, right? And a yovel goes back to him. Ve'en lo ve'goel v'goel ha'chatzain, but he cannot borrow and redeem halfway. So the Gemara says, "No, malo moches de achuza sheken hurakocho ligael miyad." But he's not able to redeem it within the first 2 years. So you can't learn it out from him. Mocher bay batei arei choma yochiach. Okay, let's learn it from someone who sells a house from the times of the walled cities of Yehoshua ben Nun. Oh, we just tried that. That didn't work. V'chazar adin. We came back to the same spot we were before. Lo re'izeh k'reizeh, v'lo re'izeh k'reizeh. The nature of this is not like that, and the nature of this is not like that. We're going to learn a common denominator. Hatzad hashaveh shebahen, the common denominator, shini galin, that they're both redeemed. Ve'en lo ve'goel v'goel ha'chatzain, but they cannot be redeemed halfway. So too, afani avi makdish shenigal ve'en lo ve'goel v'goel ha'chatzain. So too, I'll bring a consecrated field that is redeemed, but it cannot be redeemed halfway. It cannot be redeemed half part of it. So the Gemara says, Amar le mor zutra, b'rei Rav Mar le Ravina. He says to Ravina, ikal mifrach, I can have a contradiction on your common denominator. Ma la tzad hashavish ba'en shaken hurakocham ligael v'shana shniyah. Hold on. your common denominator doesn't work because you can't redeem it in the second year. It's not good for them. Why can't you redeem in the second year? What did we say? We said, we were talking about, we were learning for the consecration of the field from the case of Sdeh Achuza, from someone who sells their ancestral field, and from the case of someone who sells their house from the times of the walled cities of Yehoshua ben Nun. In both of those cases, in the second year, there's no more redemption. Why? For Sdeh Achuza, you cannot redeem the first 2 years. For Bayit Arei Chomah, you can only redeem in the first year. So for both of them, they have a common denominator for the negativity that they cannot be redeemed in the second year. Tomar b'makdishu upako choli gael b'shana shniya. Can you say the same thing by a consecrated field that you can redeem it in the second year? So Amar the Ravina mishum de'ikal amemar eved ivri anyukal oved kochavim yochiyah. We can learn from an eved ivri who sold to a goy. She upako choli gael b'shana shniya. He's able to be redeemed in the second year. Ve'en lo ve'vegoel v'goel l'chatzayin. But you cannot borrow and redeem him halfway. You can only redeem him completely. Very good. Yes, the question, Rav Sheshet. Amocher bayit ba'atei arei chomah. Nigal ha'krovim or ein nigal ha'krovim. Someone who sells their house from the times of the walled city of Yehoshua ben Nun, can it be redeemed by the relatives or not? So it says, Geulato misdeh achuza gamar. Do we learn gzera shava from sdeh achuza? Ma'aseh deh achuza ina nigal ha'chatzain v'nigal ha'krovim. Just like sdeh achuza cannot be redeemed halfway. And it can be redeemed from relatives, by relatives. Maybe this one also, Eved Ivri, cannot be redeemed halfway, but it can be redeemed by relatives. Or Dilmar, perhaps, Kiktiva Geulato should say, Bechatzain Udichtiv. When it says Geulato in the Pasuk, it's talking about only teaching us the Gzera Shava for you cannot be redeemed halfway. Bekrovim Loktiv, but maybe for relatives it wasn't written, and therefore maybe you would not be able to redeem Eved Ivri by relatives. Amarle Enonigal, it cannot be redeemed by relatives. Where it says etiva, a contradiction. It says bechol geulati tenu lerabot batim ve'eved ivri. It's coming to add the homes and eved ivri. So where it says my love batei arei chomah, is it not coming to add the houses from the walled cities of the time of Yehoshua? No, the Gemara says no batei chatzerim, no houses of courtyards which are from villages which would not walled from the times of Yehoshua. So the Gemara says batei chatzerim behed yaktivu. That's explicit in the pasuk al sdeh ha'aretz yechashev. So why are you even bringing this? It's already a pasuk. So Mara says, "Ahu lekova chova." That's coming to say the relatives are obligated. They're obligated to redeem those houses. But aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, and going according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya is the Breita says, "Reva machloket ve'gaalad mimkar achiv." You redeem the property of your relative, your brother. Reshut, it's optional. Atamen reshut o inu ala chova. Is it optional or it's obligatory? Tamul amar ve'ish ki lo yelo goel. Somebody doesn't have a redeemer. Is it possible someone will not have someone to redeem for him? A Jew won't have like a relative to redeem for him? No, it's talking about somebody who has the opportunity to redeem. He has relatives who can redeem, but they don't want to. They're allowed to make such a decision. He says, no, it's an obligation. They have to redeem their relatives' property for them. Ata omer chova inu ela reshut. Is it obligatory? It's obligatory. It's optional. Tamul amar bechol geulat itnu. Says hakatuv kevaok chova. The pasuk made it obligatory that they have to do it. So it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says amri le rabbanan ravashi vaamri la ravina la ravashi. Some say to ravina to ravashi. Bishlam alaman de amar le rabot batei arei choma. Makes sense according to the opinion which says it's coming to add the house homes from the time of Yehoshua. That's why it says in the pasuk, "Bechol geulat itnu." Elo lemanda amar lerabot badei chatzerim. The one who says it's coming to add the other houses, not from the time of Yehoshua. My bechol. Why does it say bechol? Why do you need the extra word over there? It could have just said geulat itnu. Why does it say bechol? Kashya. So when it says you're right, that's a contradiction. The Gemara then says, "Eiti ve'abaye ma tamud lomar yigalenu 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 shalosh pamim." Why does it say yigalenu 3 times? To come and add all of the redemptions that are redeemed in this way. So the Gemara says, my love, batei arei chomah ve'eved ivri, is not talking about the homes from the time of Yehoshua and eved ivri. The Gemara says, lo, batei chatzarim u'sdeh achuzah. No, not those homes, other homes, and sdeh achuzah, the ancestral fields. The Gemara says, batei chatzarim u'sdeh achuzah behed yaktiv. Those are explicit in the pasuk, asdeh ha'aretz yechashev. So the Gemara says, k'damar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the karov karov kodem, it's coming to tell us, teach us the order of who has to redeem first. It goes to the closest relative first. So the pasuk says, "O dodo, First the uncle, if he doesn't have an uncle, or ben dodo, then the son of the uncle, the cousin. It goes in order of relatives, how close and close, and that's what it's coming to teach us, that the closest relative has to redeem first, and then the next, and then the next, and so on and so forth. That's what it's coming to teach us. Hicha itmar de Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Where was Rav Nachman's opinion taught? Ahadi by the who? On this question. Eved Ivri nimkar l'Yisrael, an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Jew. Nigala krovim, or ino nigala krovim, can he be redeemed by relatives or not? Alibadr bi loti baylach. According to Rebbe, you should not ask. The Amar, he said, Misha ino nigal be'ele, nigal be'shesh. Because Rebbe holds that you would not be acquired, you would not be redeemed by relatives. You can't be redeemed by relatives. He said that you don't be redeemed by relatives, rather by the sixth year. Alma lo mifrak, so you're not redeemed by relatives. Kiti baylach, the question is, alibadr rabbanan. According to the rabbanan. My, what's the deen? Yalfinan sachir sachir, v'lo darsha yigalenu. Would we say we learn all this gezera shava of sachir sachir, and not we won't make the rashav yigalenu coming to exclude relatives? Or odilma yigalenu lazev lo lacher? Or maybe no. When it says yigalenu, it's saying only by a eved ivri sold to a goy, but not by eved ivri sold to a Jew that a relative can come and redeem it. So which one is it? So the Gemara says Tashma bechol geulat titnu l'rabot batim ve'eved ivri. It's coming to add homes and Eved Ivri. So Gemara says, "My love, batei arechoma ve'Eved Ivri animkar l'Israel." Is it not talking about the homes from the time of Yehoshua and an Eved Ivri who was sold to a Jew? Gemara says, "No, Eved Ivri animkar lo ve'kochavim." It's an Eved Ivri sold to a goy that a relative can redeem. Gemara says, "Eved Ivri animkar lo ve'kochavim behed yakti be." It says that explicitly in the pasuk. O dodo, o ben dodo, igalenu, or his uncle or his cousin will come and redeem him. So the Gemara says, "Ahu lekeva o chova." No, that's coming to say he's obligated to redeem him. But afil the Rabbi Yeshua, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who we just said he says by Sde Achuza that you're not obligated; it's only optional. He would say by Eved Ivri that it is obligatory; you have to redeem him. Tashma the Gemara says, "Ma tamu lamar yigalenu 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 shalosh pa'amim." Why does it say yigalenu three times? Lerabot kol hageulot shenigalot kaseder hazeh, to come and add all of the redemptions that are redeemed in this way. So the Gemara says, "My love, batei arechoma ve'eved ivri animkar l'Yisrael." They're not talking about the houses from times of Yeshua and Eved Ivri sold to a Jew. Lo, batei chatzerim u'sdei achuza. No, batei chatzerim and sdei achuza. The Gemara says, "Batei chatzerim behed ektiva." It says it explicitly in the pasuk. Asdei ha'aretz echashev. The Gemara says, "Amar v'nachman bar Yitzchak lekarov karov kodem." Come to teach us that the closest relative comes first to redeem. This is what we just learned. We learn it again. Okay, now we go back to what we said in the Mishnah. The one who is given this nirtza in the ear is acquired in that way. And the pasuk continues, he serves him forever. He acquires himself with the yovel and the debt of the master. You serve him, not the son or daughter. You don't serve the children. Le'olam. Until Yovel year, and the Yovel year would set him free. Tan Rabbanan, the writer says, Marzea, only Ela Marzea. That's only the Marzea, this all. It says, Minayin Rabot, Hasol, Vasira, Vamachad, Vamachdeach, Vamachdev. All these different types of needle type things or nail type things that we poke in the ear. How do we know even these are okay? Tamulamar, Vadakachta, the Rabot called Davar Shenikach Bayad, the very Yosef Rebida. Anything that's taken with the hand, is done with the hand, is included in this topic, and you're able to do it poking the ear into the person. Rabbi Omer, ma marzea miyuchad shel matechad, afkol shel matechad. Just like an awl is metal, it has to be a metal item. It has to be from metal that you're poking into the ear. So davar acher, not only that, ham marzea. It says the awl lahavi ham marzea gadol. It's the big awl, the special awl that we use for this specific purpose. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Yudan berebi haya doresh. Yudan was a prominent, very big rabbi. He was doresh the following. When they do the ritziah, they don't do it in the cartilage of the ear. They do it in the earlobe. That's where they would do it. And Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza. And Eved Ivri, who is a Kohen, would not get the ritziah. Because that makes him blemished. When it says, hold on. If you say they do it in the earlobe, that's not a blemish or a Kohen. So why would that be a problem? Why does that make him a baal mum? It will make him a baal mum if it goes into the cartilage of the ear. Not in the earlobe, that's not a blemish. That's not considered a baal mum, making him a baal mum, but regarding a kohen. So the Gemara says, ha'en nirtza, ela begova shel ozen. It sounds like it's talking about giving your tziyah. It's talking about the height of the ear. It's talking about the actual cartilage of the ear. That's what making him a mum. The Gemara says, b'may komi pligi. What's the machloket here? The Rebbe darish klale uprate. Rebbe is doresh klale uprat. It says, v'lakachta, you take, klal, that's general. Marzea, and all, prat. That is specific. Be'ozno vadelet, in his ear with a door, chazar v'chalal, that made it general again. Klal u'prat, klal, general, specific, general, yatadan elakeina prat, we judge it like the specific. Maha prat meforash shel matechet, av kol shel matechet, just like the general, the specific, is talking about metal, so too has to be done with any metal, it cannot be something that's not metal. That's what he says, what Rabbi says. Rabbi Yossi, darish, ribuy and mi'ut. No, Rabbi Yossi says, I am doresh, ribuy and mi'ut. It says, vilakachta, when it says you take, riba, it's coming to include. Marzea, when it says the all, it's coming to exclude. Mi'et. Be'ozno vadelet, in his ear, and the door. Chazav riba, he came back and he re-included. Riba, mi'et, riba. This is a general principle that we have. You have including, and then excluding. Including, riba hakol is coming to add everything. So my Rabbe, what's it coming to add? Rabbe kol milei. It's coming to add everything. Any type of way you do ritziah with. Oh, my miet, what is it coming to exclude? Miet sam. It's coming to exclude a type of, let's say, medicine or a chemical that they would use for ritziah. There's a type of way they could use a medicine and make a hole in his ear like that. That would not be okay. It's coming to exclude that. But Rabbi Yosei holds that every other way would be fine. You don't need metal necessarily. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Kaf Amud Bet with the topic of, can he be acquired? Every year is sold to a goy, can it be acquired l'chatzain, or it cannot be acquired l'chatzain. We went through the back and forth understanding if we learn from Steh Achuza or we do not learn from Steh Achuza. And then we asked about Baita Arechoma. Someone who sells their house of Baita Arechoma, can that be acquired? Can that be redeemed? Sorry, redeemed. Can it be redeemed halfway or not? Then, as we got to the Amar Aleph, we got to the question of Rav Huna from Rav Sheshet. If somebody sells their house from the time of Yehoshua, can it be redeemed by relatives or it cannot be redeemed by relatives? Would we learn out from Sde Achuza that it can be, or we wouldn't learn out from Sde Achuza that it cannot be? We went through that subject. And then, on part number 3 of the daf was the bottom of Amud Aleph, was where did we say this phrase of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that the closest relative comes first? And we said that was talking about the question of if you have an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew. The question was, can he be redeemed by his relatives or not? And we said it's going according to the Rabbanan. And that's where he was talking about that we learn out that the closest relative would come first in that regard. And the final part of the daf was about Ritziah. There would be a machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. We learn out Klal Uprat or Ridoresh Riba Umiyet. If we say that you can use only metal type of thing to do Ritziah, or it can be any type of thing except for like a medicine. So Rabbi says you can do only metal, and Rabbi Yosef says you can do everything except for a chemical or a medicine type of thing that would make Ritziah on his own. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.